Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichukwu today.
Let every heart be flooded with light. Let every heart be flooded with light. In the name of Jesus, work wonders, do miracles. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Can we jam those hands together and give Jesus a big clap of praise? Can we add a shout to it? Let's add a shout to it. Hallelujah! Someone says, my season of the overflow. Locate maybe 5 persons around you. My season of the overflow. Tell 5 persons, it is my season of the overflow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can have your seats in God's presence. Glory be to God. Amen. Once more, I want to welcome you to the first session of IFPC 2025. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to be seeing everyone from different branches. The Lord honor you. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Till this first session, we're going to continue. We have another thing to work on, and it is very important. Thank you for how we've been taught on how to handle abusive relationship. And this time around, we're going to be doing something. So you need to write it down if you can. Emotional intelligence and conflict resolution. Emotional intelligence and conflict resolution in relationships for the new creation. Emotional intelligence and conflict resolution in relationships for the new creation. Hallelujah. Yes, the same grace on my Father is functioning upon me. Yes, and that same blessing will be delivered in the name of Jesus. So I want to thank God for this opportunity to stand before us. And I want to thank my Father, Pastor David, who has asked me to do this. Amen. Someone say big amen. Say it, I'm not living here the same. So what does it mean? Emotional intelligence and conflict resolution in relationships for the new creation. What does it mean? This talks about the willingness and the maturity of individuals who are in a relationship to learn to manage their emotions as regarding conflict resolution, resolving conflicts. It talks about the willingness and the maturity of individuals who are in a relationship to learn to manage their emotions as regarding resolving conflicts or conflict resolution. Now, this is important. This is very, very important. You enter a marriage and you see two people, you know, I called some persons and I asked them, you and your siblings, did you ever have any fight? Growing up yourself and your siblings. And the person said, ah, Pastor, enough, plenty times. Then I asked the same person, I said, now that you're married, the person you're married to wasn't raised under the same roof, not by the same parents, not among the same siblings. You're different. Maybe a different state. Maybe another nation. And now you need to be together with this person. And how do you think that there won't be times when the two of you don't agree? And I'm happy, thank God for what they gave us. Pastor Mavis mentioned it, that what do you do when you get to terms where you don't agree? And that makes it very, very important that the person you're getting into a marriage relationship with has to be someone that is submissive to authority. So what do you do when you get to that point and we don't agree? What do you do when you get to that point and the two of us are not agreeing about some certain things? So that makes you have people, mentors, your pastors, people you submit to, and the two of you must agree. These are the people we're going to actually, you know, when we get to this point, we can always reach out to them. And it is also important that they are not going to be your parents, because when it's your parents, they will be biased. And sometimes some persons go about talking about their spouse's issues with their parents. So you can even have a wonderful time that night, but the people you told won't forget. They won't forget. So it's important that those people, the mentors and others, will not be your own parents. Yes, it shouldn't be. If you can, make it be someone that is not connected, related by blood to either of the two of you. It is important. So we're going to be doing some work this morning with the time we have, and the Lord is helping us, and we're going to gain on time in the name of Jesus. Someone say big amen. Now, some of us that are here, or some persons that are here, you're not married. Now, what do you do with this information? Both married and single, make sure you're noting these things down. Write them down. Put them somewhere. It is important that these things, you use them. You go back home and then you meditate. You look back into your notes. Some of you are married and then you went through marriage school and all that. You go back to your notes. You check it again and then you work on it. So it is important. What is conflict? What is conflict? Conflict can be defined as a dispute or disagreement. Now remember, I told you that the two people that came together, there will be times when they don't agree. Thank God my wife is here. Hallelujah. I've said it to you. Okay, I didn't notice it this morning. But you, some days ago, you have toothpaste. How many people have felt that? Toothpaste, don't press from under. Don't press from top, press from under. Let's know how much of that thing is still remaining in that tube. I've said this more than maybe 500 times. My wife, maybe she's rushing. She'll just carry that thing. So when I notice, I will press from here, you will press from here. No problem, we'll press. All of us will be pressing anyhow. She'll press from here. And when I now go back, I'll push up everything. Say, Mama, please calm down. Press from, let's know how much of this thing. She's still doing it. She's here. Hallelujah. So, you know, the same thing that will make somebody get angry. Somebody will get mad and feel, what kind of something? How dare you? I've told you this. I've said this. That. No. I grew up in a place where myself and my siblings, Jesus, should I say this? God. You know, we have one towel, one sponge, one soap. Everybody. I grew up that way. I don't know if I have people like that here. I'll just shout, my brother, Andy Alva, throw that soap, throw the sponge, throw the towel. And I'm telling you, I grew up in a place like that. So, do you know when I got married to my wife, and I'm wondering, why different towel? What kind of something that? Why different sponge? In fact, those days we call it sapo. Why different sapo? You know, and I'm wondering. And she said, no. Guess what? Our kids now, the first child to my Joshua has two towels. Adia, two towels. Every one of them, no, you don't share this thing. I was like, wow. So this is the way. But you know, that can lead to conflict in some places, and then it will lead to issues in a particular marriage. We're going to look at some things this morning. I'm telling you. So there were things I dropped. There were things I told her, you drop this, and I will drop this ones. By principles. And then we came to that point where we said, I'm not right, you're not right. The word of God is right. So the two of us are going to submit to the authority of the word of God. We're going to just take what the word is saying. We're going to go with what the word of God is saying. And this is important. So what is conflict? It is dispute or disagreement. So therefore, if you're still writing, marital conflict simply means disagreements between the husband and the wife over any issue ranging from small to large. So we're going somewhere. Please make sure you're writing down. If you need to put whatever you hear, just write down, and then it's going to be a blessing. So you can go back home and then look back into that. Now, can we note these things down? Nothing works in marriage without a deliberate effort of the people involved to make it work. Nothing works in marriage without a deliberate effort of the people, the two people involved. Now, some of you are single and you're hearing this, you're learning it, you're receiving this wisdom. It doesn't work if you don't work it. So what was ordained in heaven has to be worked on earth for it to work. If you will not make up your mind to make it work, it's not going to work. Now, there's a scripture where the Bible recorded that a certain group of prophets, Act 13. Now, this wasn't about marriage. This was in a relationship of maybe my partner, my colleague. Act 13 from verse 1 and 2. The Bible recorded certain group of prophets. You know these people have been trained. You know these people have been, you know, they've gone through some form of training and all that. And the Bible recorded, God said in verse 2, "Separate to me Paul and Barnabas." It was the Holy Ghost that spoke up and said, "Separate to me Paul and then Barnabas." So if you were among the rest of the people, you would say, wow, oh, these ones, they were ordained from heaven that they will walk, do ministry together, and nothing will make them ever part ways. But Paul, that you know today, continue the work of ministry with who? With who? With who? Talk to me. So the man that was ordained in heaven, in quotes, Barnabas and Paul, they ended up separating. To show you, if something was ordained in heaven, if you don't work it on earth, even the voice you heard that time, it will still not work. So what was ordained by God, now separate to me. God didn't say after 2 years they will separate. No, he just said separate to me, these two people. Let's apply this in marriage. If you don't make up your mind to work it, it will not work. And can I tell you, you can feel one way and go the opposite direction. You can have a feeling, you may want to shout and pour anger and all that. See, can you give me Judges chapter 8 verse 4? Judges 8 verse 4. Can you put it for me? And everybody, can we read? I want us to shout out the last part of that. Everybody read, want to go? When Gideon came to the Jordan, he and the 300 men who were with him crossed over. Now shout it, exhausted. Want to go? So you can feel exhausted. People who are exhausted, what do they do? Talk to me. I feel exhausted. I don't feel like continuing. But they were exhausted, but what were they doing? Still in pursuit. You can hold on to this and tell yourself, this marriage is working. We're going to make it work. It is going to work. So I said, should note down, number one, that nothing works unless it is worked. It will not work if you don't make up your mind to work it. I'm telling you, there are times when I forgot to pray over the children. So they are always in their room. And then just maybe sometimes I would forget to pray with them. And then maybe I feel so tired. And you just know you need to stand up from there and then go laying hands. Lay hands. You want to see those children become very great and mighty on the earth. And then you go laying hands and doing things. Even when you feel tired, you don't feel like doing it. So number one, nothing works unless this works. Number two, when you refuse to work your marriage, you will have married by default.
What a man will have when he refuses to work his marriage. You see that time you're supposed to make that investment and push and work on that thing. When you refuse to have to do that and make that investment, what that man will have or that woman will have will be married by default. What do I mean? The accumulation of both nonsense and good things that the man has gathered over the years growing up. So some people, just like what Pastor Blessing said, if you're not slapping, then that's not a normal marriage. If you're not fighting, then that's not it. So that's the mindset. And where did it come from? That came from where somebody grew up in an environment and people were always fighting. So to see a place where that's not happening, they are not throwing punches and all that, and you're feeling like, no, this is not normal. This is important. Is someone getting this today? Is someone gaining wisdom today? So when you refuse to walk it, what the man will have will be married by default. And you know, weeds grow. Huh? Weeds grow when you don't cultivate a land, the land, right? So you see, weeds are what? Unwanted plants. And you know the funny thing? Sometimes that plant you saw that was so tiny, so small, can grow to become a tree. So it's easier to just uproot when it's small, right? But when it grows so big to develop roots, it can get harder to remove it. So these are important things. We're going somewhere to just, I'm laying a foundation. Number three, you're noting these things down. When you walk your marriage, you will have marriage by design. So you see, when you don't walk your marriage, what will the person have? By default. But when the marriage is worked, what will the person have? Married by design. Married by design. Heaven on earth. Help me and note it in bold letters there. Heaven on earth. So that man will have heaven on earth when it is worked. It is important. When it is not worked, it will be by default. When it is worked, it will be by design. Someone shout a big amen. Amen. Let me give you an example. Can I give you an example? Look up, everybody. Watch. Look at this. You know, a picture has been painted to many of us growing up of how to identify the devil when the devil wants to come. How to identify and spot him and, oh, no, don't open that. It's just like when I say, oh, two protocols. Stand at the door. Anybody wearing black or wearing a particular color, don't let them in. Do you know it's registered in their mind? It's registered somewhere that if you're wearing black, we're not going to allow you. We're not going to allow you enter here. So that mindset is there. Do you know growing up, a picture was painted in the mind of many of us that the devil will carry long fork and wear that hood and that black, or will come with horn and a bull, or like a masquerade. So when people see things like that in their dream, they wake up and they start casting and binding. They start praying, but they forgot. There was another thing. See, let me give you an example. Give me Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 and 27. Everybody watch. Ephesians 4, 26, 27. Watch, everybody. Be angry and do not sin. What did he say? Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Watch. Don't. He said, be angry, but don't sin. So, in that sense, do not.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 806-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.